Now, today, I'm going to treat you like adults. I'm going to take you into a deeper level of the sugya. Okay, I'm going to give you three or four varieties of how to solve the following problem, but let's restate the problem and let's see where we are. Okay, a long time ago, last Wednesday, when we started learning Amira, I interviewed you. I would say, Rafi, what's the role of Amira? You told me, you didn't really, but you would have. You would have said a bit arrogant. Amira's sole purpose is to display intent. Like every other Kenyan in the world. No formal declarations, no language, no pronunciations, no pledges. All it is to show he wants to marry her. And if she acquiesces through her silence, I'm going to close the arum there, cover the svarim on top of you. So she shows if she wants it. What blew our minds off? What first sugya suggested that maybe the role of Amir is not just communication between two parties to display intent, which is a fancy way of saying Gemir Stas, but it's something more formal? What do we call that sugya, Ilan? Nasanhuva Amrahi. What difference does it make if he speaks, she speaks? It's just communication. What difference does it make? So that suggested that maybe the role of Amir is not just communicating intent, Gemir Stas, but it may be part of the Maisa Kiddush. But in that Gemara, we always had an out. We said, you know what? Even if, who remembers this wall card? Even if the role of Amira is not part of the Maisa Kiddush, and it's just to show Das, Nasan Huver Amrahi is still rotten. What makes it rotten?
Either the guys that said, hey.
Well, okay, that.
Or Tika.
She can't be involved. You're right. I can always get out of it. If Shas would end on Hamud Beis before Shmuel, I don't have to say that Amira is part of the Maisa Kiddush. If it's just Gemira's Das, why can't she say, whoa, she's saying, now you're a problem. We don't want her involved. No. She can't do anything. It's just Das, but even that she can't do. So when the shir ended on Friday, there were smoking guns. Nothing there was really terrible. I could say, like, the other mother town. Again, I always have this, like, albatross flying over. What's the albatross flying over me? Oh, you want to say that you need an Amira. What's the albatross saying? He's a Japanese albatross. What's he saying? Sikimbo saying. I always have to deal with that albatross. Look up and I got my bow and arrow. I can shoot down albatrosses wherever I sail in this sea. The albatross will follow me. The ancient mariner. Okay, doesn't make. But I've got ways. I'm from Brooklyn. Okay, I know how to deal with pigeons. They make a lot of noise. Okay, I throw a couple rocks and I kill them. Okay, you don't start out with me. Come on, bring an albatross. Okay. You didn't speak your Japanese. I live in Brooklyn. Okay. Just visit me in Brooklyn. You'll die of pollution before you get the plane. Anyway. Okay. So I still have that albatross flying over me. I'm seeking Bosnian. We'll deal with it. I'll deal with you. But when Shir ended Friday, again, I'm making it theatrical, but I really want you to see how sugyas unfold. When Shir ended on Friday, I started to explore the fact that maybe, and we saw Rashi on the Rif, that you need Amira through a shtar, and it's formal, and the Baal Amor. We started bringing some proofs, but I could shut it down. You know, I shut it down. Nasan Uva Amri shows nothing. Nasan Uva Amri is puzzle because she gets involved. That's why it's puzzle. And if the whole sugi ended there with the brace up, you're not pushing me to any corner. I don't have to make any chidushin. I can stick with my Amira is just Gemira's Das indicator theory. I don't have to leave my comfort zone. That all changes with a cute little sugya that we learned yesterday. Because if you don't really know the long, nice little sugya. Yeah, Kiddushin, Rapapa, it's a short sugya, not the Menushan. Come on, come to the coast, learn some sugyas with me. No, come on, Yona, come. If you peer into Yad, it's a major shift. Yad? Yad is a mechanism that's necessary and available in the world of language and declarations. It's a neder, nazirus, hekdesh, nidarim, peyat, staka, hefker. It's part of that world. It's an interesting concept. what happens when you need to declare and there's a script and you go off script and you say half the sentence, but we know, we don't know, levels, mochiach, ein mochiach, okay. What does that have to do with Kiddushin? Ironically, even though Nas and Hu of Amri gets all the attention, it's like a very well-known, headline-grabbing sugya, Yad is the more compelling sugya, because you don't have that safety valve. You see the safety valve of Ephraim of Nas and Hu of Amri? You know how you can get out of it? Just say it's a problem with Kiyikach or Kitikach. Yad doesn't give you such conveniences. All the son of Repapa is dragging Kiddushin into the world of Yad. Doesn't that indicate, as we said yesterday, that Kiddushin, like Neder, like Naziris, requires a verbal declaration, which we call a formal Amira, to create some status change, whether it's Hekdesh, like Tassus, whether it's an Isser, like the Meiri and the Ram? Is that what's happening, right? That's what's happening, right? Now, the good part is that Repapa has a suffix, so at least he's nodding to the possibility that Yad maybe is not necessary in Yad, or wouldn't work. Hard to know what Repapa's suffix was. That's how Shir ended before the last 10 minutes of Shir yesterday. That's what we were saying. That basically, when you come to the Sugya, there is no way to learn the Sugya aside from saying that Amira is part of the Maisa. That's not just a Das indicator. A Sigimasa Inyan, I'll deal with it. We'll get to it. We'll make it into an Amir. But we started to crack by his great, great 14th, 13th century French rabbi. Who was the French rabbi that turned it around, pivoted it? So now it's just Das. Who was this French rabbi? Rabbi Avraham Minahar. Lived in a mountain. Okay, like us. We're Gush Minahar, one day. Rabbi Rachami Minahar, though. You're right, you say for one day, all the Torah you learned in Gush. Rabbeinu Rachamim from the Har, Chacham Rachamim from the Har. Yeah. Rabbeinu Avram min Har, French mountain, Monteplay, he lived in a mountain. And he said, you know what, Kiddushin is really different, because Kiddushin is not verbal declaration, and Amira is just showing the Dashneim, and it's like Kinyan, and no one in their right mind requires Yad by Kinyan. And what was his indicator that Kiddushin is different? Well, that's he said, sort of excellent, that's what I was saying. And what else have we talked about yesterday? Nesuk Mosin, and every other employment of Yad requires a Limud. Pasuk, Limud, Lindor Neder, Kol Yatsim Hiviasa, Hekesh Le Hekesh. Whereas Repapa is just talking about Yad by Kiddushin without any basis. Now, Tosfos and the Ran and the Mi covered it up. No, you know, there really is a basis. It's the secret code. And the secret connection between Kiddushin and Hekdesh. And the secret connection between Kiddushin and Hekdesh. There is a pasuk, you just don't see it. But I've been learning Gemara for a long time. I don't see any limud for Kiddushin, says Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. So that shows that it's different. And why is it different? Because Yad is typically a language corrector or a language enabler when you have abbreviated language. And Kiddushin isn't about language, it's just about communication and intent. It's not about declaration, it's just communication and intent. I'm using English words so that these differences are sharp. It's not about Lashon, it's not about Maisakicha, it's just about Gilur Das. And then we stopped yesterday, well, if it's so different, and all you need is Gilur Das, then why do you even need Yad? If two parties, Yaakov, you and I want to sell a field, and our conversation is abbreviated, instead of saying, Yaakov, would you like to buy the field for 100 shekel on Monday at 10 o'clock? I say, Yaakov, buy field 10 o'clock. So it's not Yad. It's can we assess, based in, that the two parties are on the same page? If you and I have been friends for 40 years, and we have this like little secret language, I'll sell you the field just like in Athens in 1982. So we know what happened in Athens in 82. We're Basil will say, they'll interview us what happened in Athens. You and I will say, we bought a field for $100 Monday at 8 p.m. And Athens is our short code for selling a land. It's not Yad, and can we recreate language, or can we assume? It's just assessment. Basically, it has to assess. Are they on the same page, or they're not on the same page? So I'm willing to apply those same assessment standards to condition. Man tells woman, her emikudashis without Lee. Let's assess it. They've been dating for a long time. You probably wouldn't marry her. If he's frowning at her, he doesn't say Lee, he probably doesn't want to marry. Okay, we'll make an assess. Not yad. That's assessing. Beis Din always assesses. What can we infer from whatever took place? Okay, we will, we won't. Good question. That's not yad. That's not yad. Yad is something formal. Abbreviated language. Can we accept it? Can we complete it? Different ways to learn it. So if Kiddushin is so different, Mr. Rabbein Avraham Minahar, and Kiddushin doesn't need Lashon and Maisa Kicha Maisa Mir, all it needs is Gila Das, what is the relationship between Yad and Kiddushin and Yad and Adar? Why are you calling it Yad? So today we're going to see four different answers to this question. I'm not going to soft pedal you guys today. I'm going to take off the training wheels and let you guys loose a little bit. Four ways to solve the problem. One way that's just, you know what, let's, and I want you to see it because it's technical, it doesn't lead to new lumbus, but it's really important to learn this way. Another way is to say, well, you don't really need anything more than das, but the das here is for some other purpose, which we'll see. Or two other ways that even though all you need is das, we have to make changes to das. Listen to the sentence I'm about to say to explain why yad applies. The pressure of this sugi of yad may force us to change our simple little patterns of gemiras das or maisikicha. Right? This is our table. Okay, this is our nice little simple pre-Tuesday shiur table, where everything is nice and black and white and simple and easy and brisker and A versus B and nice and easy. And I'm a brisker. I've been in yeshiva all of 7 months. Tables, Rabbi K taught me everything is all nice. And now we start to like make better. Is Amira just, is it Das? Or is it part of the Maisa Kiddush? So the first nafka mina is nasan hu, the amra he. Sounds like it's an amira, but we always had this escape clause. And the escape clause was called, we have this available, the escape clause was called, even if it's das, ki yikach velo ki yikach. She can't be involved. So, but the more interesting nafka mina we're talking today is yad, doesn't yad indicate that it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. It's a formal declaration as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. If it just does, how do we solve yad? And we're going to see what I say, four? We'll say maybe three or four, we'll say approaches. One is to say, you know what, technical solution. An important technical solution, but I haven't really changed das. 2, 3, and 4s mean that can I still find a logic in which the role, listen to this puzzle. This is the puzzle. We can solve the puzzle in 1,000 different ways. I'm not interested in only helping you build puzzles, I'm helping you see what puzzles are. Like when you do a puzzle, what is the first thing you do? Any puzzle doers there?
You look at the thing.
Framework. Then you fill it in. Now, of course, you can't really fill the pieces differently, but let's imagine you could. Puzzle would be a great puzzle to make. Puzzle with 10 different ways to build the puzzle, but only one framework. Hey, make money. Give me some royalties. All right, go make a puzzle like that. Sell it to Jeff Bezos or somebody. There's a big hit on Amazon. Brisker puzzles. Different ways. We got to make the same framework. Do we have to pay a price in this sugya to this hardcore Amira's just Gemira's Das position? Of course, Lamdanim love paying prices. It's called sharpening your ideas. The idea that Maisa Mir is just Gemir is Das is a very loose, dull idea. Can I sharpen it? It's Das, but this type of Das, or this type of Das, or this type of Das. What forces me to sharpen it? The question of Yad. Do you get that? That's where Lamdas is born. This is the big bang of Lamdas. This is Parshas Noach. We're studying creation. This is where Lamdas is born, right here. You have an idea. You have halacha that doesn't accommodate that idea. You either sidestep it, or we'll try to sidestep it today, or you use the pressure of the new idea to sharpen your original paradigm to make it. Either you give up the paradigm, say, you know what, I give up. Amira is not just Das, it's Maisa Amira. What if you don't want to give up? What if you still want to stick to your guns and say that Amira is just Giloy Das? How can I have the best of both worlds? That Amira is Giloy Das, but I still need Yad. If you got that statement, you got Shir today. Now we'll just fill in the blanks with some interesting ideas. We'll talk about Reb Chaim, we'll talk about the Rashba, we'll talk about another idea I have. But that this is such a structurally sound sugya. These two sugyas together. Because you think Friday was a big deal, but it really wasn't. Because I can easily shoo away Friday by saying, you know why she can't speak even though it's just Gila? No, it's because Yad is harder to shoo away. Because Yad is part of a whole world that suggests that Amir is part of the Maisa Kicha. It's a formal declaration. Okay. Let's start. Let's try to shoo it away. Let's shoo the problem away. Am I recording or am I still recording? Anyway. So one easy way to shoo the problem away is to say, same word, different meanings. Yad in neder, yad in zeros, yad in hefker means recreated or validated, abbreviated language. Abbreviated language means validate. Yad and Kedushin doesn't really mean that. Yad and Kedushin, because we don't really need language, we don't need declaration, we just need intent and revelation of that intent. Gilui Das, Gemiras Das. When Rav Papa said, Yesh Yad LeKedushin, and Yad LeKedushin, he wanted to know, since the Gemara was talking about Yad, and when the Gemara Yaakov says the word Yad, for Nedarim, Naziris, Hefker, and Peg, you know what that means? Dun, 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 dun. That's Yad. That's real Yad. So you want to know what happens if in Kiddushin he doesn't fully articulate himself, how much can we read in, and maybe even in this specific case, what should our read-in be? Kiddushin is like Kenyan, we can read in, we can assess, we can try to understand. It's just while they're in the base matters, talking about Yad, dun 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 dun, which is a halachic mechanism of recreating abbreviated language. You probably wanted to know, by the way, what happens for Kiddushin? We don't need or have the dun 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 dun, it's just the man married the woman. It wasn't clear. What does this term mean when he turns to Rachel and says, I'm marrying you, and turns around and says, you too? What does that mean? Remember, they were learning Baal Peh. Papa didn't have Nedarim Davav. You couldn't say, everyone open up your Nedarim Davav. So you want to become, it's like what the end of the shiur said, by the way, there's a nice chakiri out there, has nothing to do with our shiur. How many times do I say that in shiur? Whenever there's a question I can't answer, I just say, no, with our shiur. So your papa was learning this Talmud. He says, Yad by Nedarim, Yad by Naziris, Yad by Hefker, Yad by Tztaka. By the way, guys, what happens if there's a similar situation in Kiddushin? Not that Kiddushin has anything to do with these cases. It doesn't. Who am I plagiarizing this from? I'm not really plagiarizing because I'm taking it and I'm like changing a word. That's the best plagiarism, trust me. So I got my degrees. Before algorithms could detect plagiarism, you know, I got it just under the wire. Tosfos. And what's bothering Tosfos? Give me one word. What's really egging Tosfos? Not the application of Yad Kiddushin, because maybe Tosfos, we don't really know. Tosfos is, it's the same Tosfos, and maybe the same Tosfos. Tosfos is able to explain Yad Kiddushin in a literal way, dun 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 dun, because Kiddushin is like Yakdish. But what's really bothering Tosfos? Tosfos woke up, 5 o'clock in the morning, France. 1250, 1220, I don't know which plagues they were dealing with. Tosfos didn't care. I'm learning eternity. Looked in the mirror, said, I got a problem. What problem did he have, Moshe? Yes. Reuben, say all you want. I know you're great neck people. You think you're so fancy. You got good answers. Are you from great neck?
Yeah.
Okay. Think you got good answers. We're the great. We're the neck. We're great. Say what you want about Kiddushin. It's all good. But you're going to reach the end of the line in this whole Yad conversation. At some point, you're going to have to pay the piper. If you want to say Yad for Gittin, you got problems. Because as much as you could scratch your head and speculate that maybe Kiddushin requires a Maisa Amira as part of the formal Maisa Kicha, because the Torah writes Ki Yikach, Gittin? Maisa Amira for Gittin? Formal declarations for Gittin. Gittin is a man giving a shahr to his wife and are knowing what he wants through his Gilui Das statement. Why in the heck does the Gemara apply Yad to Gerushin? Tosfos wants to know. Because Tosfos is probably of the opinion that Gerushin does not need a Maisa Amira. That in itself is questionable. Most Rishonim, like the Rambam, feels you do not need a Maisa Amira for Gittin. If you take a look at the Rambam that I sent you on your WhatsApp, the Rambam says you only need Amira Midrabanan. Whenever there's a get, who learned Gittin, Yosef, whenever the Rambam says that something is not good Midrabanan, what does he call it, Ephraim? A get?
Puzzle.
A get puzzle, right? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, here, on your WhatsApp, the Rambam writes, 9, when did I send this WhatsApp? This is the 9, 844. No, that's the Tosfos. The one before it, 843. Aleph Yud Aleph in Gerushin. Hamigarish, Tzarech Shiyomer La, Keshitin La Get, Hareza Gitech, Oho Gitech, Innasim Biyadav La Merklom, Hareza Puzzle. Sounds like Minatara, you don't need Amira. I mean, thereby you need Amira. Okay, that makes sense, but Minatara, you don't need Amira. Pashit and Mishnah may disagree. The Mishnah Ayin Ches Amr La Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. Man gives his wife a get, but he camouflages and say, "Here's your Shtar Chov." He doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Soft landing. Here's your Shtar Chov. She doesn't know, of course. It's not like he's raising his eyebrows. Here's your Shtar Chov. Kara very get. Then she opens it up and it's a get. So there's a full kinyan, but there's no Amira. Eino get Achi Amr La Hagitech. The Mishnah says you have to Hagitech. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Next part of the WhatsApps. Eino get atchiyom lagitech. Riha yematzrich lenosin get liishter lam hagitech. V'gamaret mutaras l'cholada. Many, many, many Rishonim, and it sounds like this tells us in the Darim is of that opinion, do not require a formal Amir and Gittin. If you don't require a formal Amir and Gittin, why is anybody talking about Yad? What is the Gemara talk about Yad and Gittin? Machlokas between? When does the Gemara talk about Yad and Gerushin?
Oh,
because the Machlokas are Rina. You don't save the day. Machlokas Tanayim. And the Gemara calls it Yad. So Tosfos in the Darim says, no, no, no. Pump the brakes. Absolutely not. Yad and Gittin has nothing to do with the classic dun, 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 Yad. Dun, 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 Yad is Nedarim when you need language, Nazir, Peya, Hektish, Tzaka. There's a separate, autonomous, unrelated question about Gerushin. If a man gives a get to his wife, and it's not clear whether he wants to divorce her with the shtar get or to divorce her with the candy bar he's about to give her, it doesn't save a dame. Halloween, he gives her a candy bar laced with razor blades. Good way to divorce. Halloween prank. Who knows? They want to give her the shtar, want to give her the candy with the razor blades. It warns her, it's just a symbolic, of course. Don't eat the razor blades. Don't ask me where I got that from. Not that I ever did it. Candy with the razor blades. Does he want the star? Does he want the candy razor? How do you know? Okay, so what Ramita says, you can't assume. But I say, you can't assume. It's not really Yad. It's not really classic Nidarim Yad. How do I know it's not classic Nidarim Yad? Because who can prove? We'll read Tosfos in a second. How do I know? Not just because Gittin is not a field of halacha that's suited for Yad, but I even know from the Gemara itself, not just from logic, that the Yad discussion by Gittin, the machlokas of Yidin Rabbanan by Gittin, has nothing to do with the Yad discussion by Nidarim. How do I know that, Didi?
Because the Gemara says that these are only applying to Gittin and not.
Say it stronger, because the Gemara, in response to an attempt to do X, says Y. In an attempt to link the machlokas between Abai and Rava about Yad in Nidarim to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan for Yad in Gittin says they're totally unrelated. Meaning, according to Tosfos, you can't compare them because they're totally different. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is so rigid, but I guess because of a Krisis history, has to be totally clear what he means. You can't infer anything. And the reason the Rabbanan are so lax by Gittin is because you can, but it's nothing to do with dun-dun-dun-dun, language rehabilitation. So Tosfos already builds a model in our minds that the word Yad can be applied to a halachic area without really meaning the dun-dun-dun-dun, language recreation. It just means, you know, what do you mean? They're not getting used to asking you. I don't know. Tosfos, Velvim Advance, let's read Tosfos. After Tosfos gets finished justifying Yad by Kiddushin, Tosfos says, okay, Adkan, but not by Gittin. Tosfos, Velvim Advance. Tosfos, Miyu Akati Kasha. I gave you this Tosfos, right? The whole thing? Only. Yes, right? Miyu Akati Kasha. Where do you know it from? Where's the pasuk? It's not suited. So Tosfos is suggesting that maybe Iskish Havaya Liyitzia, once you know it by Kiddushin, you extend it to Gittin. Again, another part of our, maybe one day Ilan will decide. Shana Chaf Beis and Gush. We're not going to learn Gittin this year. Let's just learn Havaya Liyitzia. Let's stack up all the Havayas Liyitzias in Shas and see where that takes us. What are the four stack? What are the four parts of the stack? You already know. Havaya Liyitzia.
Shtar. Yishe Kesef, perhaps.
Yishe Kesef, perhaps. The reverse, the Havamina. Very good. What else?
Lishmat
Shtar. Shlichos, well not shlichos, but tanai. Even though you can't do kiddush be'al shlichos, you can do kiddush be'al tanai. That's not a vayas. It's machshena vayas ladadi. I'm sorry, that'd be shana chav kibbo.
Karka.
Right. So we already have part of our stack. We already get stacking up. What does the Torah mean? And we're not just interested in stacking. We're going to know what the stack tells us. How similar kiddushin is to gerushin. What if we in theory, if we could line up all the cases of Makshin and Havaya Liyitzia. And all the cases where we don't say Makshin and Havaya, let's just imagine this. Imagine you really wanted to know Gittin and Gerushin. You take the 100 cases where we do apply Havaya Liyitzia, and you take the 50 cases where we don't apply them, and you'd ask, what's the X factor of the cases we do apply them? What's the X factor that's missing in Gittin? And you know what the X factor that unites Gittin and Kiddushin are. That's how you prove it. Okay, good luck. Finish us four times and come back to me. But in theory, you could stack up all the Havayas Liyitzias and all the places we don't equalize or homogenize Gittin and Kiddushin and say, what's the difference in these two cases? Then Lamdas would be very easy. What exists here? You have to know all those cases really well. With all that we've shown in the Nachronim, with those 100 cases, and another 50 cases, and they say, okay, now, Meta Lamdas, what? But at least I want you to know, in theory, what you could do with these tools. I mean, it's just a question of quantity, just doing this more and more times. You understand now you have the tools. You just have to apply them for just longer in all my body. You'll have endless time. You won't have to worry about anything transient. You just okay, let's move on to the next sugya. Weiter. It's Geshavaya Liyitzia. So I'm trying to give you the tools so you have something to do with all that time in your hand. Okay. So Tosa says, what's Tosa's answer? He says, V Shlomar. Devadai begitin lo pligi viyad. Come on. Get yad totally unequal. You don't even need it. The intent is pretty clear in the get. Begam megarish beloshin gerishin gemurim. Uma shehiskir leil yadayim. Here are the two key words in Tosos. What are the two key words in Tosos? Anyone with me? Lav dafka. Yad is lav dafka. Where Papa, wherever this is going, what's up? By the way, while we're learning, dun 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 dun, yad, language recreation. By the way, while we're learning that, what happens if a get is given ambiguously? Can we assess? Vita says no. When it says yes, there was someone in the base medrash who thought that they were the same, whoever wanted to link the lame katanai person. But he was so quickly shot down. You know, no one's business. What are you talking about? Come on! Come on, leave. What are you talking about? The other way to read the Gemara is the shot down was not what he's talking about. You're right. There is Yad by Gerushin, but the subtleties are different. Even though you hold Eina Mochich doesn't work by Nadarim, it may work by Gittin. But Tosfos would read that the knockout of that associate, come on, what are you talking about? Get Yad by Gittin, that's crazy. Two ways to read the Pircha. Every Pircha, I say Didi and Avram are the same. So when they say you're not the same because, you know, Didi's wearing a polo shirt and I was wearing a button-down shirt. That's basically assuming they're the same. There's like a slight difference. But if they smile, they're not the same. Come on. Avram follows a winning team. Not totally different. You can do it different ways. What was the response? But Tosos is building the model for me. Okay, so here I am. I'm going to do my minions. You want to look at me. I'm doing my minion action here. Okay? Putting on my mask with some minion action. I'm sweeping down with my little minion claw. Taking Tosvos up. Moving it over. Saying, well, the Tosa says, by Gittin, maybe we can save by Kiddushin. Tosvos doesn't say it by Kiddushin. Tosvos establishes a total black and white. Kiddushin, dun, 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 dun. Gittin, eh. Maybe we could say that Kiddushin is also not dun 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 dun. Kiddushin, there's no language, there's no declaration, there's no formulation, it's all just das. But the Gemara says yad for Kiddushin. Come on, give me two words to solve the problem. Two easy words to solve the problem. Lavdavka. Now, I wouldn't have the guts to say, I mean, I would, but it's Tosfos. I'm not making anything up here. It's Tosfos by Kiddushin. So we could end shiur right here and now. Well, we solve the problem. We shoot it away. See that technique? The reason I'm taking so much time is you have to learn how to learn sugyas this way. Because this is the core, the nuclear core of lamdas, unnatural associations. So unnatural associations, yad and kiddushin, dun, 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 with kiddushin. So either you change kiddushin, which we did yesterday and we'll do today, or you snap it. You just snap the association. Pull them apart. Seriously. You see these things that are fused, and they're not meant to be fused. See that you understand the bonding differently. Let's look at the electrons and see and understand them a little differently. We say, you know what? Not meant to be fused. They're totally different. They're not meant to be. This is me, and Tosa, not meant to be. Tosa, it's by Gerushin. I'm saying it by Kiddushin. It's Lav Dafka. It doesn't help us advance the sugya. Then we're just saying, yeah, I'm okay, Kiddushin is just das, and it's just that. I'll solve the problem. That's why it's a shooing away the problem. We're going to start to sharpen our glass, to sharpen our prison. No, it's das, but it's still a type of das that needs dun, 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 dun. It's a type of das that needs dun, 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 dun. That's where the real lumnus of the sugya lies, and I'm going to take you down that trail in a few minutes. This is really the second layer of the sugya. Our deliberation is whether to take you unless they say, you know what, let's do it. This is a second layer of the sugya, not the simple shanal das amira. But so now we're getting into the real guts of the sugya. So let's go for the guts now. Okay, what does Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar say? Then we'll see Reb Chaim, and then we'll see the Ran. That's our trail today. Start with a French person of 14th century. We'll see a Polish rabbi or a white Russian rabbi of the 20th century, that 19th, 20th century. Then we'll go all the way back in time to Spain of the 14th century, like 15th century. We'll see what the Ran says. What does Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar say? It's das, and Yaakov, we even need a pasuk. But if it's just das, what does it have to do with yad and declaration and language? Das, language, nedarim, das, because for a kiddushin, you don't just need das, and you can't just assess the das based on what happened. You need das that's overtly clear to Adim. Who is he quoting? Of course, then quote him, but who is he evoking? Rashba. That's our wild card in the sugya. There's another wild card in the sugya. If it's just a Kenyan, y'all say, if a Kenyan is you, me, come to the coast, what happened in Athens, based in the census. But Kiddushin needs Edei Kim. And Edei Kim do not assess. That's the Kiddush of the Rashba. Edei Kim, don't head scratch and say, what does Rabbi Tarragon mean when he says Athens? It's got to be clear, overt, presented, no leaps, no assumptions, no interpretations. That's Edei Kim, like we saw in the Rashba. Oh, so now I know why Yad is relevant. I want to know what information is overt without being spoken. And that question about what information is overt without being spoken has two separate tributaries, like one big river, like Mississippi River, Ephraim. You go down Mississippi River, you go down two tributaries that come from the same river. That question, that logically abstract question, when X is said, is Y. I know that it can be inferred, but that doesn't interest me inferring. Is it explicit? Is it like it's explicit? When I say X, is Y explicit? That affects A. Take my hands, that affects language. If it's explicit, it's part of the language. If it's not explicit, it's not part of the language. And you know what else it happens to affect? It happens to affect not just language, but the level of whether something is explicit also affects whether it's visible data cue. I've got an overlap between two different realms of halacha that both depend upon the same trigger. When X was said, I know you can infer Y, but that doesn't interest me. I want to know whether the Y is explicit. If I go like this, that's not explicit, that's inferred. But if I say, Avi Bolson, would you like to come eat lunch? You know, it's lunch. If it's at 12 o'clock, it's lunch. That's not, what does he mean? Let's try to imagine. Let's try to prove. That's explicit. It's like Pig Latin. Pig Latin is assessing, it's explicit. Up nay on the sleigh. It's all explicit. So the conversation, look at my hands in the Darim, about language is being driven by the same factor that drives Kiddushin. It's not the same need. Nedarim needs language. Kiddushin needs visible intent. But the yardsticks are the same. And the yardsticks are being developed in Nedarim. So at that point, the Papa said, by the way, can we use those yardsticks to determine what's language, when you need language, to determine what's visible activity or visible das? Aiden. It's really easy to be an ape. Well, it's not Becky Garrison, it's only quantitatively. It's hard to be an ape Kim because you're tasked with witnessing not just activities, but witnessing das. Hear what I said? Witnessing das. How do you witness das? This is before MRIs, brain scans. Maybe one day we'll be able to witness das. And everyone will be Makadesh under an MRI. We'll turn every chuppah into an MRI. And the Eidim will be looking at the MRI reading, and they'll be able to witness das. They have MRIs. How do we witness das? The obvious reason is you say it pretty clearly, harayat mikudeshesli. That's halachically defined, MRI readouts, harayat mikudeshesli. What if it didn't really say the whole thing? Ah, oh, come on, Bashing. We all know what he wants. You know, it's not enough. That's not enough. We all know. It's good for us to say, oh, we all know, but Edim have to be able to witness it with their eyeballs. Eyeballs! Monkey eyes! See the das! So how does halacha render unspoken information overt? We're going to look up that question. Oh! Nedarim! Let's look it up by Yad. It's really good. Let's be Lamdan. Let's say, just like by Nedarim. Unspoken information is overt, spoken. So to by Edim, it can... Now let's read Shita Lenodilami. You see how the Rashba solved Nasan Huva Amrahi is the same way the Shita Lenodilami solved Yad. It's the same Svara, the great unifying force of Lambdas. So let's see the Shita Lenodilami from yesterday. Okay. Uboy Rapapa Bekidushin, I'm on that second little insert paragraph. She'ena kol tali b'daito, shar das dida. The af, here's his key insert. You want to maybe photostat it a friend and send it out for people, then we'll have it on there. What's that? Okay, if you don't. The af, tsarech, shiyamro bin lashon shem ivor leidim. If you want to say my articulational different, you need lashon, but you need lashon for different reasons. In the darim, you need lashon for formal reasons. In kedusha, you need lashon just to make it explicit. Not because Amira plays any formal role; it's just a das displayer. But to the edim, so you need lashon. Shemay lashon she'enem mavurar. If it's not clear, overt, discernible language, afilu shnei modim shel kedushin kivni. Even if they both admit, if enem mavurar leidim, it's not going to help. If it's ambiguous and it's not overt, it doesn't count. Different time periods. Actually, who is this? We said this is the more or less same time period. Same time period, different countries. Rashba and Shita Lenor Delemi. Spain and France. Same conclusion. Rashba reaches his conclusion because of Sugiv Nasin Huvamrahi. Shita Lenor Delemi, the Rabbeinu Avram, says, you know, I can hold out. Remember, we don't have the Rabbeinu Avram in Haran Kiddushin. I'd love to interview Rabbeinu Avram about Nasin Huvamrahi. Nasin Huvamrahi just doesn't make it into Nadarim, so we don't have his parish, but it's on my bucket list in Shemayah. Long bucket list. Rabbeinu Avram, why is Nasin Huvamrahi Pasul? I'd love him to say, I'll just look up the Rashba. Look up the Rashba. I don't have the Rashba. I'll WhatsApp it to you. You know how you do WhatsApps in Shemayah? You're not even funny. Just look at it on your arm. Your hand becomes like a hologram. Okay, here's the Rashba. You don't have a hand either, don't worry. But just like this major, the screen pops up. Okay. These holograms of Torah pop up in Shemayah. Okay. We'll teach Apple a thing or two in Shemayah. We'll run them into the ground. Okay. I got a pet peeve against Apple, so it's okay. So, this is a Ben Avram Minahar. Okay. So, that's our first sharpening of Das. Help me sharpen the glass of this clash, called clashing glass, sharpens the svara. How did I sharpen? Amira just reveals das, but you don't just need das, you need explicit das for Eidim. And that explains why you have all these caveats and disclaimers and who cares? Nasan Huvam Rahi, no, it's not das that the Eidim can. Who cares if Ephraim, with your question, then why is regular kiddushin das? Or your question from last week, okay, they have the mitzvah themselves, the woman needs less das. Who cares if he says Lee? Doesn't say Lee. We can all infer what he means. Yeah, you can infer, but Edim aren't inferring. Edim have to see, and it's not clear, and it's okay. Now Reb Chaim gets a little bit more sophisticated. But it's really, really hard to know what Reb Chaya meant because he didn't write this. This is just being relayed by many of his Talmidim. Let's read the version quoted in the Birch HaShmuel. He quotes one line. I'll tell you what I think he means, and not what I think he means because I didn't hear from Reb Chaya, but what my reading has led me to believe he means, what people are said. Remember, Reb Chaya wrote very, very, very little. Brisker's had a real aversion to writing, because when you write something, you fossilize it, and that becomes the end. And for Brisker's, one of the differences between the Rav Shir and Rav Aaron Shir, one of the many, many, many differences, I should say, but one of the differences is that Rav Aaron Shir, and I saw this, you could walk into the Shir 8 years later on the same sugya, and it would pretty much be accurate repeat of the original shir. And I'm not saying this lignai, I'm saying this l'shvach. Rav Aaron was super, super methodical. That's why he trained so many thousands of talmidim, because you can train methodology. The Rav was a supernova. You can't train people to be a supernova. You either are or you aren't. One of the interesting ironies is, as far as the Rav's sweep was, there are very few people who can do what the Rav did. By definition, it's almost impossible. Rav Aaron methodologized it and basically handed over methodology. And it's reproducible. This is how you do A, B, C, D. So for that purpose, this has to be rigid, locked, clear, A, B. The Rav would routinely walk into Shir and say, everything I said yesterday, forget about it, and then start again, and redo the whole Shir. So you can imagine, people like that don't want to write down their Chidushim. This morning, I was up early, so I was writing a methodology Shir, and I referenced the methodology Shir I wrote like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I said, well, that was a pretty lame Shir, because I was a young person then, so my Shir then wasn't going to be with the same resolution and magnification that it is now. So I knew less Torah, I had less logical understanding of Torah, so it was a pretty wimpy article. Okay, but that's the price. You know, when people write about their chidushim when they were young, and they're a little embarrassed, they say, Girsa de Ankusa, that was what I said when I was young, Girsa de Ankusa. I think the Ketzos was written when he was younger, the Avnei Milu when he was older, which is fascinating because the Ketzos is a tighter sefer. The Avnei Milu is very rambling, a lot of contradictions, but different. The Ketzos is really a tight, it's tight, it's well, it's knitted well, it's fastened, it's a really good sefer, and a really, really tightly wound sefer. The Milum is just a lot happening. Anyway, so getting back to Reb Chaim. Let's read Reb Chaim as quoted by the Birchas Shmuel. Again, got this albatross hanging over our head. On the one hand, you've got all these Gemaras that formalize Amira. On the other hand, Asukin Bozenyin. That's going to be, if you want to summarize the drama of this sugya, that's the drama. Asugim Oseinyan, it's all just das. All these little nitty-nitty little sugyas, ticky-tack, you got to do this, you got to do this, oh, I don't care. Ticky-tack this, ticky-tack, I don't know what he's saying. Well, okay, he says, she says, okay, but he says, she says, it's I'll find a safety valve, it's her fault. But again, shy, say Lee, you don't say Lee. The albatross is laughing at me. Who cares if you say Lee or don't say Lee? You know what he means. That's the core drama of the sugya. Resolving those two. And it's always Reb Chaim is thinking globally. And he's going to find a global solution that's going to serve us far, far beyond the sugya. But it's really, really subtle. And let's see if we can do it. Birchas Shmuel. Okay. V'hiksha, Moiri, V'rabi, Ma Tzrichim, line number 7. Ma Tzrichim, Anu, Ledin, Lashon, Gavi, Kiddushin. You see that word? Why do you need Lashon? Well, the Sugya of Yad, who cares about Lashon? He's like, that's it, say it. Why do we have to wait for the 19th century for someone to say this? Because they all knew Torah so well, they've assumed it. Look. Now it's the 19th century, Reb Chaim saying things sharp, clear, defined. This is a mic drop. I can imagine Reb Chaim at a mic, you put the mic down for a few. Ma inyan, that's a Birchas Shmuel writing, but ma tzrichem anu ledin lashon gavi kiddushin. What is this? Kiddush, hekdush, and what? Hafilo omdana, even an omdana works. Albatross. You need language, bitus fasayim. Wow. Pays to read the Birchas Shmuel just to see this question. Truth is, I really wanted you to see this in the previous sugya. Let's wait for the right sugya. Because you could have used this question to break open the sugya of Nasa Nuvamri. Who cares? But it's a more powerful question than this sugya. Who needs Lashon? You don't have the, I'll just say it's her fault. You don't have that solution here. So what's the solution? In Cain. Afilu Noma. I'm skipping a few words. Afilu Noma. Daniel, look at this. Who cares? Yad. Nen. Nest. What? Mahani. Cholapachos. Okay. No, Yad. He didn't say the word Li. Is that less than Asuki Bosinian? Harat Nukudesh is without the word Li. Is that less? If Asukin works, then without the word Li should work. Wow, you can't get this question said any better than this. Here it is. So here's the one line we have from Reb Chaim in the name of Birchas Shmuel. V'teir it's Mari V'Rabbi demize muchach demin lashon shal kiddushin lo avdinan anan umdana. Period. I'll tell you what. No, don't worry. I'll tell you what I think he says, and then we'll go back and read it in Bechashma. There are two tracts, but you can't cross-pollinate. There are two ways to display das. One of them is umdana, context, a silken. One of them is language. Choose your track. Asikim Mosinian, you didn't say anything. And that displayed das. When you started to speak, then you got to speak the right way. I don't know what this means yet. Why should that be true? Slow. But read Reb Chaim again. This is really subtle. It's going to be, we're going to go really subtle. It's probably going to be the most nuanced discussion we've had this year. Okay, so you got to really, either you're in or you're not. You got to be all in on this. Because if you half listen, it's not going to click. Read Reb Chaim demin lashon shel kiddushin lav din an umdana. If you said lashon, but the lashon was incomplete, you can't say, oh, we have an umdana. Either the umdana provides das, a second Mosinian, or the lashon provides das, then it's got to be rat-tat-tat-tat-tat, the right language. Okay, what does that mean? So let me tell you what it means, and then we'll read it in the Birch HaShemuel, at least what the Birch HaShemuel thought it meant. It means two things, something that he doesn't say, and then something that he does say. Actually, something he says and something he doesn't say. Does that make a difference right now? We'll read it. When Yaakov and I make a kinyan, okay? When Joey and I make a kinyan, that goes in Kenyan dreamland right now. I hope he's dreaming about Chalipin. He's dreaming about Nazirs. Nazirs walking by. He's can't sleep at night, count Nazirs. Okay, we all say it.
That's
hard, though. That's not a good idea. Oh, Jerry wakes up. Okay. I didn't get it. Count Nazirs. Okay. Count Reb Chaim's. Okay. See, this Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim. Okay. It's always good to go to sleep thinking about Torah. It changes you. Put your phone down, take a minute, think about Torah, get into your bloodstream, and go to sleep. Okay. When Yaakov and I, Joey and I make a kinyan, so there's a Maisa kinyan, the Meshicha, the Chazaka, the Shtar. Then, of course, the second ingredient necessary for the Chalos is Maisa plus X equal Chalos. Who studied algebra? That gets one of two responses. Either like, I got to puke right now, I'm getting PTSD, I said algebra. And it was like, yeah, I study algebra. Okay, but everyone's got some response. No one's neutral in algebra, like black jelly bean. You either love me, hate him. Okay, so, algebra. Okay. Maisa plus X equals chalos. What's the X?
Das.
Well, that's where my algebra caps off. Okay. Maisa plus das equals chalos. That's your regular standard garden variety maisa kit. That's a regular kit. For kiddushin, maisa equals kiddushin. Doesn't he need to want it? Or no, does he need to want it, Rabbi? She needs to want it. The das is part of the maisa. If I make a kinyan on your nechassim without das, that's a maisa kinyan. It's just, it doesn't lead to a chalos kinyan. What do we call someone who makes a maisa kinyan without das? Komaganov. And the chalos kineva, lamdanim here, is pretty similar to the chalos kinyan. If you learn Perek Merubah and Bava Kama, you'd be shocked as to how kind lamdas is to a ganav. You got these ironic, in the real world, the ganav gets in prison, hand cut off. In the lamdasher world, the ganav's a hero. The ganav's a hero. Because ganav helps you understand bailus. Because it's partial bailus. He's a hero. I want to be a Ganav. Can I be a Ganav? Because I get to be the Brisker hero. Because you have a Maisakir without a Chalos, that helps us understand. You want to learn Bailus? Spend a year learning Ganav. Merubah, Hagazalaitzim. Come on, who knows a little ABCs of Dine Ganav? What fundamental halacha shows us that a Ganav has partial kinyanim? Yeish, but we don't pass in Yeish. It's kind of Yeish, but you're on the right track. Hotter, getting hotter. Kinyan Shino, which is the Yeish on steroids. If I steal your item and I make a slight little change, I get to keep it. Where did that come from? Of course, you have to pay back, but you get to keep the item. Kinyan Shino. Kinyani Geneva. The best friend of a Ganav is a B'chaim. He took a Ganav and turned him into a superstar. But by Kiddushin, without Das, you did nothing. Everyone put on your miner's flashlights, your hard hats, your hazmat suits, because we're traveling deep, deep, deep into the core of Kiddushin right now. This sugya has now driven open an alley into the core of Kiddusha. A little ray of light coming out from the alley. We're following that ray of light. It's getting really hot and sweating. Very humid down here. Wow. Kiddusha is different from Kinyan because the Das is not just the next second ingredient necessary along with Maisa to lead to a Chalos without which the Chalos fails. Das, it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Anyone want to comment on that? Just breathe, digest. Before we apply, what does that mean? Why is Kiddushin different from Kinyan in that Das is not just the next second ingredient necessary along with Maisa to lead to a Chalos, it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin of the Baal. Intent is part of the Maisa. Didi, what does that mean to you about Kiddushin? Didi?
That Kiddushin is creating something deeper than just the Kinyan, but maybe there's something like
Ishus. Ishus, right. To create a status on Karagav, do a Maisa. By the way, the Maisa has to be framed by Das, or else it's Geneva. But to create marriage, I have to display Das. Or else I haven't done the Maisa Kiddushin. Remember, I promise you that Kiddusha is not a simple little process. There's an Amira, there's Das as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. This is groundbreaking. Now that I say it 100 times, I'm saying it, it's not so bad, right? Like, why would you think otherwise? It makes a lot of sense. No, I need to present the second part of this, the third part of it. Really, three parts. Second part. I'm breaking Reb Chaim down. You have to break Reb Chaim down into parts. We're not smart enough to put. I break it down for you into parts. You see, my Reb Chaim, the pieces I've read, I break it down into parts. I write them over. Reb Chaim was so methodologically sound. Just like break it down into parts. Second part, if it's not just the ingredient alongside of Maisa, it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. The Baal has to actively provide it. It can't be something we come to on our own. Right? Because what does the Torah say? Ki, ki, ki. So we all thought, oh, ki, ikach, is ki. We would all agree, right? That this is not Kiddushin. If I throw the money against the wall and a little albatross picks it up and drops it into the woman's pocket, it's not ki, ikach, I'm the Maisa Kicha, right? We all know that the Maisa Kiddushin has to be done by the Baal, right? We all know that. We just thought the Maisa Kicha was the Kesef. Answer, no. By the way, guys, everything I'm saying now may not apply to Shtar and Bia. I'm not saying anything beyond Kesef right now. Don't start getting angry with me. It was Shtar and Bia. Hold up on your Shtar and Bia. Now, it could be true, it could not be true. But right now, all I'm talking about is Kesef. And Kesef, the Maisa Kicha, is both Kesef and Das. is what the Berachah Shmuel explains, and then we'll get to stage three. You guys just put the three stages again. I'll write it on the board. I'll write it on the board. We'll read the Berachah Shmuel. Then I'll tell you stage three, which is the most explosive, but it's the conclusion of this process. Reb Chaim is saying three things. One, das is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Two, the Baal has to. That's what I'm looking for. Has to present das. We can't assume it. We can't get to it on our own. The Baal has to give us das because after Maisa Kicha. Let's read the Berachah Shmuel's explanation of this. Ubir devar of Hakadosh Hayim Hakadoshim Hayim. Read the Berachah Shmuel. The Bekidushin beinan amira migzeres akasav dekiikach. The beinan nasan huva amaru. Okay. Now explain to me. Don't just say a title. He's going to explain. Ubir hach gzeres akasavu. The guy Bekidushin ma the beinan das habal. And zerak mishum din kinyan. Underline those words. Chalos hakinyan. Das for kinyan is chalos hakinyan. Ela milvad din das lasos kinyan kimo bishari kinyan and debinan das ve kavanas kone for chalos hakinyan. Binan baze daito debao bechdeshia maisa kicha. Das is part of the maisa kicha, without which. On Friday, just to make sure you're understanding the difference, we were saying Amira is part of the Maisa Kicha because it's more than Das. It creates a status. Today we're saying Amira just shows Das, but showing Das is part of the Maisa Kicha. Does everyone get that? It's a tremendous Grand Canyon difference. On Friday, we're saying Amira doesn't just show Das. It creates, it declares, it creates status, it creates Yisurim, it creates, it's part of the declaration, it's Lashon. Today we're saying Amir just shows Das, but you have to provide Das actively as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. I haven't gotten to three yet. Once I say these two, I can. I don't have to, but at least it seems like Reb Chaim said that in the Baal's attempt to provide Das, remember, if Das was something the Baal didn't have to provide, it's just something we need to know in order to green light this chalos, and we can get it and cobble it together, a little this, a little that, a little that, a little this, a little chalant, a little kugel, a little chicken, make a little kiddush. Since the Baal has to provide Das actively, there are two tracks you can't combine and mix and match. What are the two tracks? Track number one, a full Amira. Track number two, Asukin Vosinyan with? Asukin Vosinyan with? What shows that that context is the one I want? That I act upon it immediately. Asukin Vosinyan with Nesina. There are two ways the Baal actively presents Das. Context acted upon, or full halachic language. Umdana, that he accepts by his action, or lashon. Ephraim, if the Baal didn't have to provide das, this conversation would be laughable. Why have two tracks? What do you mean tracks? Don't tell me I have tracks. Why have tracks that go on the train with you? Tracks? One, two, little this, little that, umdana, you said, asukin, you did say li, you like tracks. We're talking about tracks. Are they crazy tracks? I just need to know what the Baal wants. And I will find that information wherever I can. I want asukin, both in you, and a little bit of this, and a little bit of this, and a little, okay, I got a das sandwich. I'm going to have some lunch. I'll make a das sandwich, a little lettuce, a little bologna, a little tuna. It's fine. The Baal, Dr. J, you be the Baal, okay? You do the Maisa. Now I gotta decide what it matters. I'll go off and think and assess and maybe and mean tracks, either this or that. What are you talking about, tracks? What tracks? You can only get to the tracks if you say one and two. That the Das is part of the Maisa, and of course, one and two are the same. The Baal has to do the Maisa. Now, Baal, there are two ways you can, you're watching, Das it. Dasasize it. You got to dasasize it. Two ways. Oh my goodness. Okay.
That was bad.
I didn't get to fix this. Okay. What did I say?
Too much ass.
Super nice.
Round north.
Wait, where are my earmuffs? Joey, where are the earmuffs?
They're there.
On the side is on.
Where are the earmuffs? Okay.
I'm not here this year. I don't know what's going on with all this stuff.
Perfect. So we do it in Brooklyn, okay? We do it in Brooklyn. Nothing really works. A little this, a little that. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. I'll get a couple nails. Get a little tin foil here. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay. Get a little Gemara here. We'll fix it up. Good. Okay. These fancy schmancy staple guns. In Brooklyn, we just put gum, a little bit of gum, a little bit of candy wrappers, make it work, okay? It's fancy schmancy toolbox, okay? So, what are we talking about? Tracts, and you dasticize it, and you gotta put das, and... Okay, so either there's a context that you act upon, called asukin ba'osa inyan. What do you say for language? Oh, you're going to the language track? Really? You have full language. So this is Reb Chaim's, I'll put this on the board in a minute. Really, hold off on your questions. I really want you to absorb this. This is Reb Chaim's, oh gosh. This is Reb Chaim's second challenge, okay? How do you explain Yadayim if Amira is just Das? If Amira is a formal declaration, it's all good. Tosfos Ram. But if Amira is just Das, why is he talking about Yad? Who cares about Yad? So the Rashba's approach is, it's Das, but Das that has to be overt. Why does Das have to be overt? Eidim. Shita Rabbein Avraham Minahar. And how do I gauge whether something's overt? Look in Nedarim, if it's explicit enough to be considered language, it's explicit enough to be considered overt information for Eidim. So the Rabbein Avraham Minahar, look at the board, changes Das into Das Shel Eidim. Overt Das of Eidim. See that change? Not regular Das, because regular Das, yeah. There's no solution to that. Reb Chaim saying, you don't just need Das, you need to provide Das. And you provide Das by language, or you provide Das by umdanos that you silently acted upon, you didn't try to explain, you just... There's a context, and I start explaining that I'm not using the context. I'm using my explanation. Oh, Rafi, we know what you mean. Yeah, we know what you mean, but that's not enough because you didn't say it. You have to be the provider of Das. You have to say the Das in a clear way. And we know what you mean. Yeah, we know what you mean. I know we know what you mean, but that doesn't make a difference. Not enough for us to know what you mean. You have to do kiyikach, and kiyikach is saying what you mean. I'm going to keep this on. Saying what you mean in explicit fashion. Okay, right, we'll do that. Saying what you mean in explicit fashion. So this is Reb Chaim's shift. Das is not just, oh, we need to know what you meant, and Mises, Amira is just a way for you to communicate what you meant. You have to directly provide what you mean. Now, I don't really have enough time. I'm going to skip the rod, I think. I have two choices now. What time is it? 10:15. What time do we start? 8:50. Okay. I'm going to stop here. In parks, I want you to have time for Shir Kloli. In parks, I want you to absorb this. I'll answer a few questions. But... if you want, try to take this Reb Chaim and solve the rush in defense of the Meiri. I'll just say 20 seconds for those who want to pursue this. If you have Asukin Ba'osa Inyan Mamish overlapping a Yad, you say, Arayat Mikudesh is Yon Seili, so that wouldn't work because we Paskin Yadayim don't work. if you hold it down, no, but a sukin bosa inyan, so it does work. The Miri says, because forget what you said, you have a sukin bosa inyan. The Rush says, no, because this is a stronger yad. Who cares? Why do I need to make it a strong yad when it's a sukin bosa inyan? So the Chai would help you solve that. Once you start to articulate, you need to work through Lashon, you can't work through context, and therefore it has to be a yad mochiach. If that made sense to you, great. If not, delete it. So let's review today's shir, then I'll answer some questions, then we'll start on shir klali. Maybe you guys today are the shir klali, so. I mean, it'll be Zoom to the entire yeshiva, but we'll try to prepare for it, try to learn, try to come. We were at a crossroads yesterday. The easy way of the sugi is to come to the conclusion that Amira is a formal part of the Maisekich, and it doesn't just provide das. It creates status, ishus, ishizish, and I'll solve the Asugim Bozinian problem. Problem is Yad. Why is the Gemara talking about Yad? Yad's about language. Kiddushin, Amira doesn't need language, it's just communication. So we talked about three answers today. A versus B and C. A is different structurally than B and C. A just says, you know what, stick with your old das. Maisa Amira just shows what the das is, like normal Kenyan. And when the Gemara says Yad for Kiddushin, it's Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. Or we will change this das provision in Kiddushin to make it something that requires Yad logic. Amira is not just showing das like it would in Kenyan. Amira is creating overt das that's witnessable by Edei Kiyum, like the Rashba said. So now I need to know, without the word li, is it overt das? So I studied Nedarim. I said, well, just like in Nedarim, I need to know what information is considered overt even though it wasn't spoken for language. I need to know what information is considered overt even though it wasn't spoken for Edim. You don't need language in Kiddushin. But you need das that's visible and overt. And for that, I look to Nedarim as my template. It's a very powerful idea. Second idea, Reb Chaim. The Kiyah Reb Chaim has nothing to do with the Sugya. The Kiyah Reb Chaim, Didi, as you said, is the relationship between Das and Maisa Kicha. The Das is not just the second ingredient necessary for a Chalos, it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. You can't just be Mekadosh a woman, you have to actually provide Das. You have to be the Das displayer. You have to be a displayer of Das. Once you have to be a displayer of Das, then you can't mix and match tracks. Either you display the das by acting upon the context, as Sugim Bosa Inyan, or you display the das by having a complete language. Now we need to know, is the word li repairable? It's an incomplete language, but can I make it into a complete language? And that's a major, major shift in Reb Chaim. But this statement, you can only operate on one of two tracks, is only enabled if you feel like you have to provide the das. If you don't have to provide the das, we just have to know what you want, then I don't care tracks. We get all the information, listen carefully, I'm saying this again, all the information we have, what you said, what the context is, and we make a decision. It's only by saying one and two that you get to three. If you say that Amir Das is part of the Maisa Kicha, and therefore we have to actively provide the Das, then you can. You know what I'm saying? You say, go to Bahrain. By the way, there are two ways you can be the Das provider. Action based on context or complete language. Oh, now Kiddushin, you don't need language, Asikin Vasa Inyan, but sometimes you need language when you didn't act upon it. See Reb Chaim having his cake and eating it too? Do you need language? Not necessarily. But sometimes you need language. Because what do you need? You need something larger that sometimes language provides, but sometimes other models provide. What do you need larger? Das display. How do you display das? Acting upon context or articulating clear language. So sometimes you need language when you started to speak. Then you need yad. Sometimes you don't need language, as Sigim Bo Seinya. Sveitinim Reb Chaim. Classic Reb Chaim, I wish he would have written it, but this is more or less what a lot of people say who heard this from Reb Chaim. Okay, questions. I'm just going to set a timer. We're going to end at 10:30, so everyone's got questions. Okay, we like people in back rows. Any back row questions? We'll start from the back. No back row questions? Okay, second row questions. Josh and Didi, we'll move forward. Yes?
For the second thing you said, that it would, maybe it was like not Reb Chaim, the thing that it was just would be Aiden. Could you say that maybe like Republic Suffolk about whether or not you could fly Yad is literally what is Yad? Because it's about, like remember originally we were saying it is Yad that he literally said it or that like, you can infer it? Can you say that that was the real Suffolk for flying?
To a degree. I mean, I don't like the word inference because Yad could be either it's like he said it or what he said is enough, but not that we infer it's enough for language. But certainly, you're correct that if yad is completing language, it would be more suitable for edikia in the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Avraham and Har Moshe.
Why did saying that the das had to be expressed as part of the maisa necessitate saying that you have two tracks that you can't?
Again, because if there's a maisa kedushin, and then by the way, we need to know what you want in order to validate or disqualify the maisa kedushin. Then we said, look, what did you say? What did you not say? Why are we stuck in formal language? We can make inferences. And whether we make inferences or not has nothing to do with Gemara Nedar Miyad. We make inferences. We that could be an independent discussion. What does the statement of Amukudeshes without the word Li mean to us? But the template for making that decision, that template, the yardstick for making the decision, wouldn't be Nedar, it wouldn't be Yad. It would just be our own psychology. The fact that we use Yad as the yardstick to measure whether what you said mean, whether X means X plus Y, means that we need language. Why would we need language? Because you have to present it. If we're just trying to assess the situation and decide whether you want it, then we could just say, you know what, we don't care whether it's language or not, we'll make a decision whether you meant it. The fact that we're deciding whether this is implicit in your language is because you have to be the provider. Why do you have to be the provider? Because das is part of the maisa kedushin. Think about it again and again. Just it's something you need to think about, maybe ideas. I know, but part of the difference when you move into the world of real lumdus is you really, and I'll say this, you have to think about ideas, but not move on to new ideas. You have to make the same idea for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, until it settles, to understand it's a new one. So I know myself, when I prepare a sugya, I know the difference. If I just read the sugya 10 minutes before and I'm coming into shir, or I've lived the sugya for, like, I like living a sugya for 24 hours or 48 hours and going over the ideas in my mind and thinking about them when I'm walking and just letting the ideas and how I say them, what they mean. So it's not always the next and the next and the next and the rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. It's about letting ideas settle. The thing about Moshe, those three. A, it's part of the Maisikicha. B, you have to be a provider. Therefore, we can't just interpret and assess. It's similar to the Adim issue, but it's not based on Adim. It's based on you having to be a direct provider. Didi.
So on that point, does Rav Chaim say when we go this path through the lineage of Moshe, of Zemira, do we say that it's like Abba Minahar and saying that in the sense that when you go the Zemira path, it has to have the same yardstick as Yad, or are we saying no, there's an actual whole section of Halachas Amira that's only specific to conditions and creating a whole?
I think it's the first one. We use Nedarim as the template for what language is. I think so. Again, we only have one line in Reb Chaim, quoting Reb Chaim. Again, this is what I've read people. Remember, Reb Chaim had a lot of Talmidim who disseminated his Torah. Who are the primary disseminators of Reb Chaim's Torah? Birch Shmuel, Reb Chanan, Reb Tali Trap, the Brisker Rav. These are the people in Europe who spread Reb Chaim's Torah. So it was like a whole, this Torah started to fan out. Today, I would say, I don't know, whoever's learning Lamdas, which is on the decline, for all sorts of reasons, whatever's really learning lumdus, well, actually, there are two types of lumdus. Most of the people, I would say, 90% of the people who are learning lumdus in today's world, maybe a little less, are learning what's called yeshiva shered. Yeshiva shered is a Yiddish expression, and by will, like the people that you'd be familiar with in DRS, yeshiva shered is based on the following premise. That since Reb Chaim, since Reb Chaim developed all this Torah, and over the last, 150 years or so, there have been great, great Talmidei Chachamim.